At any moment in time, walking down the street, what are you thinking of?
I was thinking about, how far back do you want me to go?
That question was put to passers-by in Dublin by Derek O'Halloran.
I'm asking people what they were thinking about when I approached them. What was under mine at the moment that I approached them?
Thinking about getting a tattoo. I've just texted him and he's not replied. So he's probably crashed out somewhere.
Derek actually put the question to people in Temple Bar, Dublin.
So I'm thinking about moving to Temple Bar right now.
That's because he was one of the independent producers commissioned by the Temple Bar Cultural Trust to make A Curious Ear based in the Dublin Quarter.
I think about how I want your babies.
I want your babies too.
Want your babies.
I really want your babies.
Want your babies.
Want your babies.
We love your babies. We love them. Your babies are fabulous.
My babies are tasty.
All the Curious Ears from Temple Bar would be played, along with RTE radio documentaries, to small audiences in the landmark Trust building during the Made in Temple Bar festival, which is on at the moment. Other Curious Ears from Temple Bar include one by Evelyn McClafferty, in which non-Irish English speakers working in the area explain to her how to talk native.
Hey, how's it going? Grand. How are you today? You're good, is he? How's she cutting?
She's cutting good, man. I'm impressed with your knowledge of the vernacular.
Sorry.
Take it easy.
Sorry, bro. Bye-bye.
What? My name is Jackie. I'm from Mongolia. I live in the island 4 years. Just at Central Temple Bar, I work in the same as well, just 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, how's it going? 1:15, please.
You know the chips that's handmade, no?
No, I'm sorry. Don't have any yet.
Sorry. 84 packs.
Thanks very much. Hello. How's it going? 2 euros, please, yeah?
I don't have
Why? Why don't have any? Jesus Christ.
What?
It's gone. Yeah, just around here you'll find it, will you? Jesus Christ. 2.29, please.
Customers is coming in there. Any customers is coming in there. It's international, you know. That's why I just was learning the English. Teacher is telling me, your accent is perfect Dublin accent, you know. I don't know, but that's why. Yeah.
How are you?
How are you? Are you still alive, yeah?
Still going.
Very. How's the business? It's good, isn't it?
You enjoying the weather?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? No,
you busy?
No, quite. You know, I've been done before, kind of thing, but
one venue not available to the Made in Temple Bar Festival is Meeting House Square, the open-air performance area. That's because, as you may have seen on the news, they've discovered Viking remains there and have had to excavate it carefully. That gave Yvonne O'Reilly, an artist, the inspiration for her Temple Bar Curious Ear. She used actors Louis Lovett and Ruth McGill, among others, and came up with a piece that she calls A Time Tourist's Odyssey Through Temple Bar and Environs.
Yeah.
you're dead. Now.
For his Temple Bar Curious Ear, Seán Ó Cuarán also went back in time, only not so far. He called it, "You can't put your arms around a memory."
The Foggy Jew, established 1901. This was the first bar I ever had a drink in. I can't remember exactly what age I was. Let's say 18. The Eagle Beaver, established 1986. This was the place to buy second-hand jeans and donkey jackets. You don't sell donkey jackets anymore. Instead of second-hand, they say vintage. In those days, Saturday was Temple Bar. It was where we all came together. Hippies, punks, new romantics, cure heads, raggle-taggle kids. These days, the highlight of my Saturday is usually taking a nap. Much of Saturday would be spent digging through the crates of second-hand vinyl in the market, or Comet, or Borderline Records. Today in Clatter Records, they only have 6 LPs left. I buy 2 of them for €1 each. In the Foggy Jew today, a man at the bar talks to me about football. I'm on shaky ground with any sport and close to the edge of my ignorance. He asks what I think about Arsenal, and luckily I have one last answer chambered before I'm completely empty. They never should have left Highbury, I say. This works. Sends him on a rant that lasts 15 minutes. Giving me time to finish my drink. He says, "Nice talking to you, buddy," and I leave. But I want to tell him about one night 21 years ago in the same bar, though it was much smaller then, with busted sofas. Johnny Thunders walked in. Barely walked, he was a mess. The story went round that he was taking methadone and it had left him in a bad way. But he had a gig in 2 hours at the New Inn. Everyone bought him drinks. Alcohol would bring him around. It was very much an Irish solution to the problem. I thought of asking him to sign something, but all I had in my bag was the Smiths' Louder Than Bombs. The original American gatefold sleeve with the picture inside that was taken by Dennis Hopper. The last song in side 4, Asleep. There is another world. There is a better world.
There is a better world.
Oh, there must be.
There must be. There must be.
I didn't go to the gig, and less than a year later, Johnny was dead in a New Orleans hotel room. Those who did go said it was messy, but he did a beautiful version of You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Some years later, not far from the Foggy Jew, I duck into a doorway to escape a sudden downpour. From the corner of my eye, I think I recognize the man in the doorway beside me. After a few minutes, the rain clears up. Before I head off, I catch his eye, And assuming I know him, I say, hi, how are you? And he says very politely, I'm well, thanks. And I'm halfway down Furness Street before I realise that I've just spoke to Morrissey. And I thought, damn. Now would have been the perfect time to have Louder Than Bombs with me.
Seana Cuaron with You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory, his curious ear for the Maiden Temple Bar Festival. You can hear all the specially commissioned Curious Ears, as well as Documentary on One documentaries, in the Landmark Trust House on Eustace Street during the festival, which is on now. Admission is free, but you must book. There's a link on the website. Go to the Documentary on One page on rte.ie and click on the tab marked Curious Ear.